Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Automatic launched an AI assistant for WordPress, which integrates easily with all Jetpack-powered sites. Site authors can add an AI assistant block to content, which will generate text, lists, and tables based on a user prompt with a variety of tones available. The AI assistant supports 12 languages at launch with support for translation between them. It costs $10 a month. Google India head Sanjay Gupta announced the company developed language models able to handle over 100 Indian languages for speech and text processing. This comes as Google continues to expand its focus on India, which previously has seen a partner with Reliance Jio to launch the Jio Phone Next, an ultra-low-cost Android phone. Apple announced a new game porting toolkit at its Worldwide Developers Conference. The company claims this can instantly translate Windows games to run on macOS, similar to Valve's Proton system on the Steam Deck. The idea is this will let developers quickly run an unmodified version of a game to understand performance potential before fully porting a title, although anyone can install and use the toolkit. App researcher Alessandro Paluzzi published a screenshot showing what appears to be an intro screen for a new chatbot feature on Instagram. It claims to offer 30 AI personalities that are able to answer questions and help write messages. The Clop ransomware group took credit for a recent breach on the MoveIt managed file transfer service. The group posted a notice on its leak site advising impacted organizations to email the group for ransom demands by June 14th, or it will publish the stolen data. Victims allegedly include the BBC, British Airways, and the Nova Scotia government. Gigabyte issued a firmware update to resolve security issues with its motherboards. Last week, security researchers at Eclipsium found Gigabyte's firmware updates lacked proper authentication mechanisms and downloaded over unencrypted connections, which could result in attacks that could open a backdoor to systems. Gigabyte says the update added verification checks for all firmware updates and that it now uses encrypted HTTPS connections when connecting to a server to download an update. On the iOS 17 preview site, Apple announced that News Plus subscribers will gain access to daily crossword puzzles with the release. It's unclear if Apple will create these in-house or source them from third parties. The password manager 1Password began rolling out passkey support. This will start with beta 1Password extensions for most web browsers that will let users log in. The 1Password desktop app will also allow users to view, edit, and share passkeys. 9to5 Google sources say Google plans to release more YouTube Music integrations and apps for third-party devices. This includes a separate YouTube Music app for Apple TV, direct HomePod integration, and expanded wearable apps, including one for Garmin smartwatches. Apple confirmed to The Verge that it acquired the AR startup Mira. The company has contracts for its headsets with the U.S. Air Force and Navy, as well as with Nintendo World for use in its Mario Kart ride. CNET published its policies for content created using its in-house Responsible AI Machine Partner, or RAMP, tool. It committed to not using RAMP to write full stories or for product reviews. It outlined places where it will explore using RAMP, such as speeding research and organizing information. It further said articles that use RAMP will show a secondary byline to that effect, with all pieces reviewed by an editor. The site committed to not using AI-generated images and videos as of now. And finally, Samsung will hold its first Unpacked event in South Korea, with an event in Seoul in late July. Samsung promises next-gen foldables at the event. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.